Now let's find some lessons in a modern-day political nightmare. It's the rollout of healthcare.gov, a website vital to the new health insurance law. President Obama says that after the mess of that website is fixed, it may be time for the government to learn better ways to buy information technology, or IT. The problem may boost a formerly obscure bill in Congress, as NPR's Elise Hu reports.
As federal tech launches go, it's not just healthcare.gov that didn't take off. A report from IT research firm The Standish Group finds that 94% of federal IT projects either come in late, over budget, or get scrapped completely. A stat Congressman Daryl Issa is familiar with.
Well, federal IT has always been behind, but federal IT has also spent the money to not be behind. So you can't blame it on a lack of money.
Issa is the California Republican who chairs the House Committee investigating healthcare.gov. He's also the co-author of the Federal Information Technology Acquisition Reform Act. It's called FITARA for short. One reason it's important is because the federal government spent $82 billion taxpayer dollars last year on technology projects with mixed results.
Everyone wants something that does well and costs the American people less. And the $82 billion we spend on IT is not well spent today, and it's a management organizational problem.
To address the management problem, FITARA puts the role of Chief Information Officer, or CIO, at the heart of federal agencies, giving them more budget authority, power, and prominence.
And you prevent the proliferation of CIOs in name only. You begin to at least have a point at which somebody knows that if they're called on the carpet for a failure, they will own that failure.
Issa says more accountability attracts stronger candidates for those jobs, and stronger CIOs could mean better written contracts that make it harder to get away with doing bad work. In pushing this bill, Issa has healthcare.gov as an example of what went wrong and a dedicated partner.
Every day's a holiday.
FITARA's co-author is Virginia Representative Jerry Connolly, a Democrat.
It is unusual.
On almost every other issue, Connolly not only disagrees with, but quite publicly opposes Issa.
I will admit it probably raised some eyebrows here in town that Issa and Connolly got together on anything. But on this one, we both feel passionate.
Connolly says his Northern Virginia district is notable for being home to more federal IT contractors than any others. So FITARA is a priority for his constituents. And besides strengthening CIOs, the bill clarifies current law that allows for open source or more transparent software solutions. He hopes that makes it more appealing for smaller companies to bid on projects.
We haven't updated federal IT acquisition and procurement rules in a quarter of a century. Now, in the world of IT, fast-moving IT, that is, you know, that's a millennium. So it's about time, it's long overdue, that we reform the system and try to make it more responsive, more accountable, more effective.
After all, the internet was first created inside the federal government, so it can do innovation. Right now, the next move on FITARA is up to the Senate. The House already passed it in June without much notice. In light of healthcare.gov, Issa's hoping it gets through both chambers.
These are not partisan issues.
Connolly thinks it could happen.
I think it's probably the best bill we're going to get out of this Congress. It would be a terrible missed opportunity if the Senate doesn't act on this bill.
A fairly broad, bipartisan bill out of this Congress sounds like a lofty goal, but the unexpected does happen. There's the pairing up of the bill's two co-authors as a good example. Elise Hu, NPR News, Washington.
And you hear her right here on Morning Edition from NPR News.